I mean, I think that obviously all the fans and everybody is surprised by this scenario, obviously because the way that the team have been doing, we've been performing fantastically well. I mean, first of all, I have to go and say that, I mean, I'd say this myself, but on behalf of all the Brentford fans, Mark Warburton has been an absolutely fantastic manager for Brentford. He's a really great bloke, great motivator, finds players from underneath rocks, he backs them, you know, he's absolutely fantastic. And this season and last season has been, you know, one of the best seasons ever supporting Brentford. So, of course, it's been a major surprise to everybody that this has happened. I mean, the one thing that I would say is that, you know, this situation has come out because of a press leak that happened. So maybe there was things that are happening in the background, which are happening anyway, but because somebody went and leaked this story to the press, it's actually had to come to the fore, and they had that ridiculous statement which came out a few days ago, which I think people were caught a little bit on the hop. Whether or not it's the right thing or the wrong thing to do, I mean, I can't say that personally. I mean, I think Warburton's a great manager, and I've enjoyed the ride, and for him to be here this season and next season, it would be really great. But on the flip side as well, I mean, I know both of them. I know Warburton very well. I know Matthew Benham very well. And they both have their right heart. You know, the hearts are both in Brentford. Mark Warburton wants to do the right thing. He feels the right way. Also, Matthew Benham, he's been supporting the club since 79. He used to bunk off school to go and see them. So he's not like Abramovich or Vincent Tan or anybody like that. He likes to do the right thing. But also, he's a genius. He's a mathematical genius. He's got his company, Smart Odds. They do mathematical modelling. The money that Brentford is funded with is made by his company, and he's got ideas. And obviously what's happened is he's turned around and said, look, I believe that I want to run my company in a particular type of way by doing X, Y and Z, probably throwing modelling in and all this kind of stuff, which has been reported in the press. And maybe there's been a difference in opinion from a business point of view between Mark Warburton and Benham. Doesn't mean they've fallen out. It just means that they agree on different things. And you've got to think about an owner. You must think, well, I believe in this way. And if Mark doesn't believe in this way, eventually they've agreed to move on. But, you know, from what I can gather, he wasn't sacked. He's got a rolling one-year contract. And they've decided not to renew it, you know, at the end of the contract. And they're going to come at the end of the season. That's what I can understand what's happened anyway.
What do you think it means in the short term, though, Billy? Because it's not unprecedented for a manager to know he's leaving a club at the end of the season, but it's going to be pretty peculiar for him from now until then, isn't it? And do you think he might choose to leave before the end of this campaign?
I mean, I think it's going to be pretty peculiar, yes. And like I said to you, it hasn't obviously panned out the way it's meant to be, but, you know, forces beyond, and like I said, the media getting involved has actually forced everybody's hand. At the end of the day, I think that Mark is, and he's a very honourable bloke. He's committed to Brentford. He's very excited about Brentford. He loves his players. He wants to do...
Sorry, and you know what they could have done? And I don't recommend this from a journalist point of view, but all the club had to say is that report was rubbish and we've got full faith in our manager. Even if that wasn't true, they could have told us that, couldn't they?
I tell you something, there's plenty of things that they could have done. And like I said, if you reach, you know, I write for Besotted website, and if you go onto our website, besotted.co.uk, we've written, you know, a few little articles out there, which sort of plots out the different things that could and couldn't have happened. And, you know, we tried to take a fairly balanced view on both sides of things. Yes, of course, they could have done a lot of things, but like I said to you, I think they got caught a bit with their pants down at the time, and maybe they made a few false moves, but we're in this situation now. It's a real shame. Mark Warburton, yes, he is. You know, we do know he's leaving at the end of the season. At the end of the day, the thing that I'd say is that, you know, it's great for him. He got employed by Benham as a technical director. You know, at the time when Uwe Rosler was the manager, when Uwe Rosler got plucked out, everyone was laughing at Brentford going, who's he? Never heard of him. Oh, you know, you're not going to do anything. He came, he changed the style of football with Benham and everything like that, said we want to play a particular type of football. Mark Warburton was the sporting director. Brilliant job he was doing. Brought in players that nobody had ever heard of. All of a sudden, he goes and Matt Benham gives him the manager's job. No one would have given him the manager's job at the time, but again, thinking out of the box, he's done that and he's given him the manager's job. We were laughed out of town at the time. Yeah, you've got this manager. No one knows him. Who is he? Like, you know, but he came, did a fantastic job, and he's done a great job now. At the end of the day, of course, we'd love Mark to be there for the next 5 years because he's just such a great manager and a great bloke. And also the other thing with football is that football fans and football people hate change. Football is quite archaic and it hates change. And even me, I'm a bit scared at this moment now. I think, oh no, what's on the horizon? But the one thing about, like I say, about Matt Benham is that he's got his techie company. He works in the techie world and he takes risks. And he's got a vision, obviously. And he thinks, look, this is the way I believe it. And he's gone with what he believes in. And it's difficult for me because I'd maybe to keep it like the same as it is for maybe the next 2 or 3 years. But he's more ambitious than that. He's just like, well, I actually believe maybe this is the way forward. And if Mark maybe would have, you know, could have come on board, we would have all loved to be there. But maybe, you know, obviously those conversations didn't happen for it to take place.